source for reports and discussions on all things anime and fan conventions. I'm Elizabeth, and this is our monthly feedback episode, where we take your questions and comments, and we spend a whole episode responding to them. So, without further ado, let's start this month out with YouTube comments. So, Odapol responds to my cosplay repair kit episode, saying, "My repair kit is much more minimalistic. My must-haves are pre-threaded needles, safety pins, bobby pins, and hair ties, along with side hair combs, a few foam curlers, and a travel-size hair gel. Depending on the costume, I might also bring a mini super glue, a specific color of thread, or some hooks and eyes. I only recently upgraded to a makeup bag, and before that I put everything in a Ziploc bag. Nice choice upgrading to a makeup bag, because that's much more durable than having a Ziploc bag, which can get torn by other stuff you pack it with, and scissors and zippers, needles and things like that. So that's a good choice. Also, the pre-threaded needles, that's an awesome thing to have. A lot of repair kits that you can find come with pre-threaded needles and kind of some basic colors. And if you're finishing something up, trying to get your costume on and need to fix something quickly, or if you're up late the night before the convention trying to fix something, those are really awesome to have, because threading a needle is kind of a pain sometimes. So it's one thing less thing you have to worry about when you're rushing, trying to get all these last minute things. Very much for your comment there. Gwensday12 responds to our SAC Anime Winter 2017 Masquerade recording, saying, "OMG, I'm the cosplayer that was dressed as Nightmare Sora. I was waiting in that line for so long, I had to go pee so bad. I ran to the bathroom as soon as I got off stage. LOL." Such an adorable story. Sometimes that happens when you're going from Masquerade and you have to pee. So hopefully, if you think you have enough time, find a Masquerade staffer and double check. You're like, "Hey, do I have enough time to run the bathroom?" Remember, usually with a costume, sometimes it takes longer to go to the bathroom than if you're just in regular clothes, because it takes a long time to get stuff off and then put stuff back on so you can go on stage. So I'm glad you were able to make it when she got off stage there Wednesday. Brian Coffer responds to Patrick's Nerdtacular report, saying, "The thing behind you kind of looks like a studio backdrop, but I know firsthand that is actually what that part of Utah looks like firsthand." So that's pretty cool that you recognize that part of Utah. Utah looks really cool. Maybe I'll go there someday to check it out. I hope. We'll see. It's far from Massachusetts. The J-Rock Freak also commented on the Nerdtacular report, saying, "I never knew frogs wore pants until I saw this video, LOL, but I'll definitely check out the podcast." So, frogs wearing pants, okay. Nerdtacular was run by Scott Johnson, who also runs Frog Pants Network, so that's where that reference comes from. So on Twitter, Parv says, "Due to shoving people off in a hurry fashion show, pales compared to Hydra Comic Con 2017 costume contest." That's kind of like comparing apples with oranges. A fashion show is meant to be kind of quick, and people just kind of go on and off stage very quickly. We use quick twice in one sentence there. I didn't see either of these, the Hydra Comic Con 2017 costume contest, or the Nerdtacular cosplay fashion show, what this is in response, is this talking about here. But it's like apples and oranges, that the costume contests usually have people on stage for longer, either doing a presentation or maybe a skit, or just spending more time showing off their costumes. So this is just a different type of thing, where they just wanted people to go on stage and stretch their stuff and in a quick little event. So that's probably what the deal is there. Alright, so we have an email from James. "Dear AnimeCons TV, hello again. I really enjoyed Patrick and Svetlana's video tour of Rancho Obi-Wan. I found that particular collection amazing. What does Steve Sansweet do to acquire all those incredible items? I would like to go there someday, and thank you for informing us that one person must be a member to go there. Some of those items I would like to have." So he buys most of the items, and then some of them are donated, so that's where they come from, to answer your question there. "I also enjoyed Elizabeth's cosplay help video on how to build a cosplay repair kit. It was helpful. Thank you. Well, Otakon is coming up, and I can't wait. I hope that I'm able to meet at least some of you guys there. Doug will be the only one of us there. So, this is special to me, since it's been 10 years for me attending anime conventions. Yay! Big milestone there. Last year, I only went to Dragon Con, which technically isn't an anime con, but still had anime as a big part of it. Yeah. There's a lot of good anime cosplay at Dragon Con last year. I can't wait to go back there also. I don't think any of us are going this year. I'm already kind of missing it out. But I'm gonna go see Lady Gaga at Fenway Park that weekend instead, so that's a pretty good trade-off, I think. Before I close, how long will you guys be doing this summer-long con reports again, and will you be doing this as a tradition of doing full summer months of con reports? This kind of just happened by chance this year that we were going to conventions that we chose to do reports of. Sometimes it just kind of happens. It helps that Patrick is on the West Coast, as much as we miss him, because he's able to do West Coast cons, and we do, you know, Northeast New England cons. It also depends on what cons we choose to report at. We don't report at every convention we go to, because sometimes we have other things to do, or we might just choose to go and have fun, and because doing the report takes time at the weekend, and then time afterwards to go through and edit the video and do report on it. So we don't do it for every convention we go to, we just chose to do a lot more this year, which I think is pretty cool. So maybe next year, depends on how many conventions we go to, what we decide to do. Thank you guys for your videos, and until next time, this is your fellow friend, follower, and anime comrade, James the Dark Key. Thank you, James. Now let's take a look at all the conventions that are coming up through September 2017 as seen on fancons.com. Coming up on AnimeCon's TV, Patrick returns to Yin YobiCon. I report from Cape, which is Cosplay and Photography Expo. It's not held on Cape Cod, as I had to tell my mom the other day, who was asking if she could come to Cape with me. And I told her she's going to Nashua. She's like, oh, never mind. Doug heads to DC for Otakon, which has moved after being in Baltimore in the Inner Harbor for a very long time, so that should be a very interesting and exciting report. Patrick checks out Crunchyroll Expo in their first year out on the West Coast. I was hoping to go to that convention, but I'm helping out at a fan camp instead, because yay being outside. Yeah, no, that should be fun. But before that, I visit Boston Comic Con, and I'm really excited to report on that because they're moving to a bigger venue, which will hopefully reduce some of their crowding issues. Doug gives us a tutorial on tattoo paper for cosplay, which is really cool. And Patrick boards the USS Hornet for Kraken Con's cosplay day. Please play I'm on a Boat in one of your clips. Thanks. That's still relevant, right? So that's all of our episodes until our October feedback, which is pretty cool. We love hearing from our viewers each month, so we want to hear from you before our next feedback episode. If you're watching this on YouTube, leave a comment below, and don't forget to like and subscribe as well. Leave us a voicemail, 762-ADEQUATE. Yay, I have the number here, because I never memorized, which I should. 762-233-7828. Maybe one day I'll memorize that number, but I don't even have my house number memorized, so, yeah. I'm good like that. You can also email us at podcast@animecons.tv. Yes, I have a landline. I just need my cell phone because that's what you give a telemarketer. Help us get the word out and tell your friends about AnimeCons TV. If you like AnimeCons TV, your friends will like AnimeCons TV, so tell them about us. New episodes are posted every Monday at 3 p.m. Eastern or noon Pacific. Not or, that's the same time. Time zones. We post about them on Facebook and Twitter, so share them and so your friends can check them out and other people who might follow you on those platforms. I'd really appreciate that. You can also subscribe to get new episodes every Monday. You can subscribe at iTunes, itunes.animecons.tv. Search AnimeCons TV on YouTube, or watch on our website, animecons.tv, brings you straight to our episode page. Or get the AnimeCons TV app for Apple TV in the Apple TV App Store. Woo! And watch our episodes, as well as contests, costume contests from our extras feed. And it's a great thing to play in the background while working on costumes. In this messy room. Maybe one day it'll be clean. You're right. I won't be able to film in that amount of time. Anyway, we will see you guys next week. Enjoy any conventions that you have coming up. Call us if you're there to leave a mini review on our voicemail line. And until our next episode, we will see you later. Bye, guys.
Okay, thank you.